During the New Orleans and traditional jazz revival of the 40s and 50s, Bechet was marketed as a Dixielander, as one of the old-time professors from New Orleans. This is really a gross misrepresentation of where Sidney was coming from. Bechet stayed up to date. His music had a very modern swing to it. Harmonically and melodically, he was taking the saxophone into unexplored regions, writing fresh material, and he was not at all bound by tradition. Nonetheless, he got stuck with the Dixieland label to his dismay. As a result, he was often paired with other so-called rediscovered musicians from New Orleans, like Bunk Johnson or Albert Nicholas, with mixed results. Clarinetist Albert Nicholas was one of the true greats from New Orleans. He and Sidney grew up together there. The Nicholas Bechet Reed duet recordings of 1946 were a perfect pairing with sweet results, as we can hear in the Weary Way Blues and Quincy Street Stomp. Quincy, actually a variation of Blame It on the Blues. Now, trumpeter Bunk Johnson was the supreme New Orleans revival archaeological artifact with his tales of turn-of-the-century New Orleans and ragtimey pre-Louis Armstrong trumpet style. The association of Bunk Johnson and Sidney Bechet was brief, and I think Sidney's competitive attitude toward horn players didn't help, and in fact, each disliked the expectations of their traditionalist followers. Nonetheless, they covered over their differences long enough to record the likes of this Puerto Rico. Thank you. beautiful The Quincy Street Stomp, and The Weary Way Blues, a perfectly balanced matching of two great musicians who happened to be originally from New Orleans, Albert Nicholas and Sidney Bechet. Albert on clarinet, Sidney on soprano. That two-clarinet sound became quite the thing among traditionalist bands in Europe in the late 1940s. Before that, a historic pairing of rediscovered New Orleans trumpeter Bunk Johnson with Sidney Bechet in 1945. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a tribute to Sidney Bechet. By the end of the 1940s, Bechet's music had made a vast impression on a wide variety of jazz musicians, from Johnny Hodges and Duke Ellington to Charlie Parker. And Bechet always took an unusually keen interest in nurturing new generations of jazz musicians. And as one of his so-called students, Dick Hadlock recalls it, mentoring from Bechet could be both a blessing and a cross to bear.
Sidney would run off a complex series of phrases and leave me alone in his room for a couple of hours to wrestle with what he had played. One lesson could easily take up an entire afternoon, and Sidney favored giving a lesson every day. "Look," he would say, "when you emphasize a note, you throw your whole body into it, cutting a wide arc with his horn as he slashed into a phrase. I'm going to give you one note today," he once told me. "See how many ways you can play that note. Growl it, smear it, flat it, sharp it, do anything you want to it. That's how to express your feelings in music. It's like talking. Always try to complete your phrases and your ideas. There are lots of otherwise good musicians who sound terrible because they start a new idea without finishing the last one." At a concert in Philadelphia, Sidney forgot his spare reeds and simply ordered me to drive back to his room and get them. Right there, I decided I'd had enough and could continue my studies through recordings or other teachers. But Sidney is still important to me.
Thank you.
Polka Dot Stomp and Broken Windmill, both with Bob Wilbur at his side, both Sidney Bechet original tunes, the Polka Dot from a live This Is Jazz broadcast. If you get the odd feeling of a second Bechet present on those recordings, it's because of the presence of Bob Wilbur, who was his very close protege in those years. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. I hope you're digging the music as much as I am. Now, recently, a couple of rather unusual rarities have surfaced. In 1939, Bechet was involved in a most peculiar recording session of Caribbean music. Basically, this was a series of recordings of traditional Haitian merengue tunes, put together, oddly, by Harlem Stride pianist Willie the Lion Smith, who did have a genuine interest in Haitian music. Another rarity to surface is a highly unusual, overdubbed one-man band session from 1940. In 1941, RCA released an overdubbed Sheik of Araby by Bechet, and it became fairly well known, but what you'll hear next is the preparation for that better-known effort. Now, this is from a private collection and has never previously been issued. It's from a French label called Media 7, which is issuing all of Sidney's recordings. And we'll hear Sidney very ably dubbing a piano accompaniment onto his soprano saxophone lead for the tune Time on My Hands. Then we'll hear the 1939 Haitian orchestra recording of T. Ralph.
Thank you.
Bechet's The Onions, played by Jacques Gauthier, a Frenchman who was inspired and encouraged by Sidney as a youth. And that's just one of many Bechet originals written when he lived in France in the 50s, with a curious similarity to the Caribbean sound of that T. Ralph before it, which along with that fascinating overdubbed piece, Time on My Hands, are from a wonderful series, which is a collection of everything that Bechet recorded in his life, called the Sidney Bechet Complete Edition from the French Masters of Jazz Media 7 label. Matt Walsh managed Jimmy Ryan's club in New York City when Bechet was a featured performer there in the late 1940s.
Sidney was a gentle soul, but he did carry a switchblade and wouldn't have hesitated to use it if the need arose. Perhaps he carried this knife to protect the huge ring which Tallulah Bankhead gave him, or the car he bought equipped with a burglar alarm which loudly played one of his recordings.
My thanks to Joe Hughes for his skillful readings from John Chilton's excellent biography, Sidney Bechet, The Wizard of Jazz, published in 1987 by DeCapo Press. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing archival transfer and sound restoration services. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can send me comments, request program playlists, or learn more about early jazz at jazzhot.bigstep.com. As you've heard recounted by those who knew him, Bechet was a man of many faces, capricious moods, and mysterious feelings. We'll explore those feelings more deeply as he expressed them in both his music and his autobiography in the third part of Loving Sidney Bechet. Speaking of feelings, here's Bechet with the band of his protege Bob Wilbur in 1949 in the very unusual role of vocalist, singing his own composition, Love Me With a Feeling. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
Lover, love me. Love me with a feeling. Show me, baby. Show me paradise. And when my love comes stealing and calling passion into my eyes, just hold me as though you sympathize. Burn me, baby, burn me with your kisses. Crush me. Crush me in your loving arms. I'm sad from missing your love and all your loving charms. Love me with feeling. I need a real love strong. Burn me, baby, burn me, pretty baby, with your kisses. Crush me in your loving arms. I'm sad to miss it. Your love and all your loving charms. Love me with feeling. I need a real love strong.